So biosocial theory is another positivist approach that tries to find universal social laws that apply to all cultures and societies instead of patterns that vary from culture to culture. For biosocial theories, these patterns are rooted in our biology, genetics, or brain evolution. In other words, they suggest that we may be hardwired to act or behave in certain ways. But what if those acts or behaviors are unethical? Does that mean that we can't change them? This is one reason why many sociologists are hesitant to draw from biosocial theories, since it might appear to justify certain problematic behaviors. Other criticisms are, one, that it's difficult to find universal behavioral patterns in other animals, to serve, for example, as a model for humans to find those patterns, and two, that genetics and brain evolution don't determine behavior, they just shape it, while our environment and choices still play key roles. We aren't just victims of genetics, in other words.